soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Queenie, Pastor J, Apostle J. Call me what you want to call me. Just don't call me Collect. Oh, you can't do that no more. Let's keep this thing moving. This is Let It Play Monday and Week in Review, where we are playing the greatest music that I've ever heard in my life. So if you're on the lineup, that means that God favors you and I favor you. This song coming to you first is by Joe Max saying, Be All Right, right here on My Gospel Soul.
I may not understand everything about the Master's plan, but things happen to good folks. Why do we seem to lose the people that we need most? Why sin? Why hurt? Why am I saying that I love him when I'm rolling in the dirt? Why I gotta work 7 days a week? Don't they know I got church and plus I need some sleep? Man, I feel beat when the bill comes. We can't pay him, so the phone rings. I'm hanging up. Like I'm hanging from a noose, and the news on the TV got me singing the blues. What I'm supposed to do, huh? I know the answer is there, but I'm just trying to find somebody who cares. Does anybody care? I need a real word. Without a real solution, I can be a real jerk. I'm feeling real hurt, and I don't know what to say. I guess it's time I bow my head to pray. I need you every day. I may not understand anything about the Master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for everything I wanna know alone, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright. Well, now I'm making me some progress. I dream to pray more, and so I worry less. Worry less about the issues in my past. And the fact is, if I can't pay him this week, then they'll be calling back. Now I'm picking up the phone, and my tone is an end of the world, cause the world ends, I'm going home. I'm not alone, I'm not ashamed, I am not doomed. Shoot, I'm saved. The grave couldn't hold it down, so I walk around town with my head down and stooping down. I went and caught me a smile, proudly displayed the gap in my grill. I'm feeling better now. I'm a child of the King and a blessed man. Struggle still come, but I'm the best man. With the job I'm facing all of my fears, I know that God is working it for my good, cause I belong to Him. I may not understand anything about the Master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright. I won't have answers for everything I want to know alone, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright. I may not understand everything about the Master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright. I won't have answers for everything I want to know and more, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back.
That was Joe Mack right here on My Gospel Soul Radio. And we're keeping it real. The jury is still out on this dark lipstick, but it's all good. It's all good. You know, God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. All you got to do is go to my page and check out what we are doing. I got a new brand ambassador, and he is keeping me together. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know about this dark lipstick. I don't know. But anyway, so we are doing a My Gospel Soul Reloaded, all right? The next issue of My Gospel Soul is going to be My Gospel Soul Black Pages. If you want to be in the magazine, then all you need to do is contact me, inbox me. When I tell you you want to be in this magazine, you to be a part of what we are doing. We're not going to prolong the time. We're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on moving. This next song coming to you is by, let's see. Oh, I'm so picky, but I do like Q Stone. I want to get this radio show started right. And after we play a little bit of Q Stone, we're going to get into the weather because you need to know what's going on. All right. I like this song because it says, bless somebody. How about you? Have you blessed somebody today? Amen. All you got to do is get out there and find out what somebody needs. Amen. And then let them know that you're about to do what God told you to do. I'm trying to find the song. Look at this mess. Bless somebody right here.
Speak.
Oh, my God.
Many times we worry about things that we don't have and don't realize how much that we already have. There's many people out there that's less fortunate than you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Come on. Some folks got more than a little bit. Some folks got less than nothing. Come on. Some folks gotta work a lot of overtime just so they can get their kids something for real dough. Living check to check. Just one paycheck for being broke. Being broke. And don't let nothing happen like your car break down. On top of what you already owe. We all been there. Some still there. It don't matter where you at, man. God don't care. I know things might look bad for you, but there's a whole lot of people doing worse than you. You might not think you got a whole lot, but when you give what you can, that's a whole lot. And that's the word for you. If you're gonna be a godly liver, then you gotta be a godly giver. So go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just put it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Bless somebody.
Go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just throw it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on. And I ain't just talking about money, Jack. I'm talking about love, where your heart at. Put some time to the side, you can give back. God gave you a gift, you can use that. Go ahead and give a dollar to the homeless. A lot of people on the streets really hungry. Or you can just pray for your homies. This year, everybody get a bonus.
Lo va chico.
back. You're listening to My Gospel Soul Radio with none other than your host, Queenie Daniels, Pastor J, Apostle J. Call me what you want to call me again. Please, please don't call me Collect. All right. Listen, that song you just heard was by Q Stone. It say, bless somebody. You got to get out your own way. Or, matter of fact, you got to put something into your spiritual bank account. So next time you make a withdrawal, it's something in there. How about that? Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. We're just giving glory and honor and praise unto the good Lord. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way, and we can't help but to give Him the glory. Praise God. I don't know about you, amen, but I know that I am excited about what God is doing in our lives these days. Some of us are crying behind Corona, but some of us are standing on the shoulders of Corona and being blessed unmeasurably. We see God continue to make a way out of no way, and our household is still flourishing. We may have taken a fall, but then all of a sudden, God sends somebody to sow into our lives. And I promise you, when you understand that God is in full control, you don't get scared of what the enemy can do. It says there's a noisome pestilence. Come on, hallelujah. You know that He is your shepherd. Come on, hallelujah. And you shall not want. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. And today in our weather, it's partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Of course, that was this morning. Highs in the upper 90s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. The heat index reading. Are you ready? Hell is a hot place. I don't want to go. If you don't like the heat, get out of sin. Don't drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's sin. The heat index reading is 125. My God. All right. Now, for tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 80s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Tuesday, oh, my Lord, for Tuesday, I wonder what's going down. It says partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And the heat index reading is a whopping 108 to 113. And for Tuesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 80s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. You're listening to My Gospel Soul again, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. The next song coming to you, praise God, is by your very own Pastor Jay. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know that Jesus loves you? And I do too.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the Master, He took my hand, yeah. Now He's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, He loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
on the wall.
Jesus loves me. I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Welcome back. Welcome back again. My Gospel Soul. My Gospel Soul with Pastor JZ. Was Jay, Pastor Jay. Well, I ain't going to go through it again. Listen, I wanted to share a scripture with you today because I think it's very important to encourage your spirit in the Word of God, especially in these times when a lot of us cannot make it to the church house. A lot of us have not chose to go to the church house. Let's just be real about it. Amen. And, so to be able to share fresh word from on high to encourage your spirit, praise God, I'm always willing to do so. How y'all feel in my hat, those of you that are watching on Facebook? I love it, love it, love it. Yes. All right, enough of that for right now. Okay, so the scripture I want to talk about is one that I was studying on last night, and then it came back to me this morning. I was like, okay, I got to share on that. I got to talk about that because God obviously is trying to share a word about this today. So what I want to talk about is it says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Listen, I understand that we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have been through some things. We have, we have fallen and all of these different things. But the most important thing is to know that God, the things that God requires of us. And right now at this time, he wants us to understand that our reasonable services to him is to present our bodies. People are not willing to do that. We are not willing to do that. We want to live for God our own way. We want to live by our own rules, but we want everything that God has for us. And he said, it's your reasonable service. Amen. Hallelujah. And listen, Paul was coming from a place of where he said, I beg of you, with an urgency, amen, to hear what I'm saying to you today. The least you can do, come on, hallelujah, is to present your bodies. It's that Jesus Christ gave his life. He gave that flesh suit up, amen, hallelujah, was the last sacrificial lamb for you. He's not even asking for that. He's saying, I want you to live holy and acceptable unto God. I want you to follow the guidelines that God has for us in his word. It's your reasonable service, praise God, for all of the things that God does for us already. At least you can serve him. At least you can present your bodies and you know what I'm saying, a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Then in 1 Peter 4:16, it says, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. Listen, you got to be really, really sold out for Christ, really to understand how important it is for you to make a decision to that for God I live and for God I die. A lot of times we don't want to make that choice because we already know what it means. We already know that we're going to have to make sacrifices. We already know that we're going to have to leave some friends behind. We already know that we're going to have to stop going into these clubs. But let me tell you something. You ain't going to club right now anyway. So you ought to be at a place where you shouldn't be worried about what people think of you. And say, you, if you suffer for Christ's sake, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, if you suffer for the things of the kingdom, amen, hallelujah, don't worry about it. God is going to bless you. And then that brings me to this point right here. Who are you looking for your reward to come from anyway? Are you looking for your reward to come from man or from God? And if you're looking, if you know that your reward comes from God, then go ahead and make that sacrifice of the different things that he tells you in his word to let go of. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's something that people do just like that. Now, some people do. Some people sell out for God because they know. They know the power in serving God. They know that God woke them up this morning. They know that God started them on their way, and they don't take it for granted. We are looking at a young man, 43 years old, who lost his life to his battle to cancer. But it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And a chat with Bozeman, he's gone on to glory. And a lot of people are posting wonderful things about him, but he can't see any of that. Right now, it's about what God is showing him. Praise God. Amen. So we have to make sure that we have our lives in order. We have to make sure that we have made a decision, that we have a thought, praise God, amen, or a plan on where we want to go when our life is done here in these flesh suits. Amen. Hallelujah. Serving him. Are you living by the standard that he set through the word of God? Are you, amen, in right standing with him? Praise God. Amen. It's your reasonable service. Now, let's look at this. Let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Amen. Doing good. Hallelujah. Doing good. Bless somebody. Like the song said earlier, bless somebody. Bless somebody. Come on. Sometimes we be so busy with, Lord, what can you do for me? Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. Lord, I need this. Lord, but what have you done for somebody else today? What have you done, praise God, amen, to show somebody who God is? What have you done to show God how much you love him? You know how you show God how much you love him? You go and bless somebody else. You go and pray for his children, just like he has somebody praying for you. Glory to God. God is looking for us to show people who he is through the way that we love people. Amen. Through the way that we treat people, through the way, praise God, amen, hallelujah, we set aside, amen, that time, amen, to build our relationship with him, and then we take what we learn out there and bless somebody else. It's going to be people that reject it. It's going to be people that don't want to deal with it. It's going to be folk, praise God, amen, that's not going to rock with you, they don't want to walk it with you. But you got to get ready for rejection. Amen. You got to get ready for folk who are going to judge you and say, well, just last week, just yesterday, you were saying this. You got to get ready for that. It happens. It happens. But you can't stop what you're doing, amen, hallelujah, because of what other folks are saying to you and about you. Amen. All right. That's Romans 12:1. It says, amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies. Hallelujah. A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. Here it is, Kingdom Assignment, right here on My Gospel Soul.
but my mind's made up and I can't stop now. Time out for all the talking, come in the walking. Let's just trust and obey. So get it underway. And I've got a new talk. I'm moving forward and I can't turn around. No.
I'm on kingdom assignment. Ain't got time for nothing.
I've got time for nothing.
No. Small talk. Keep it
you
to
can
yourself.
Give it to
but
yourself.
Attacking. Trying to trip me
up. Trying to trip
I've
me
up. Kingdom, kingdom. Kingdom on my mind.
I got kingdom.
Kenny Brown right here on My Gospel Soul Radio. Listen, I am on kingdom assignment. Don't have time for nothing else. Amen, amen. Listen, stay focused. It is so easy to get off track. It's so easy for you to lose your way. Stay focused. Don't allow the shenanigans of the enemy to get you off track. Let me tell y'all something. I raised my hand. Like they say, pick me, pick me. I raised my hand because it's pitfalls everywhere, you know, and you can't just get stuck saying, oh my God, I fell. Oh my God, what am I going to do? You can't worry about that. Get up, dust yourself off, and get back into the fight. You want to know why? Because that's what the enemy wants you to do. It's not the fall that he wants that he gets you in. It's the guilt. It's the getting up that he tries to get you struggling with. Oh, you're not worthy. Oh, you did this. Oh, you veered off course. Look, you made a mistake. Oh, this person was right. No, get all of that out of your head. Ask God to bring your thoughts under captivity. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And go to Philippians 4. It says, whatsoever pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of a good report, think on these things. Think on those things. Clear your mind of the clutter and stay on the path that God has set for your life. Again, This is My Gospel Soul. And guess what? We got another song coming at you. All right. I don't want you to, you know, I don't want you to, you know, get all tired of me or nothing. But this next song I got coming to you, you know, it's all of the music that's on my switchboard. I love it all. I'm not going to lie to you. Just love it all. I can't find my favorite. I always say this is my favorite, but I really can't find my favorite. So I'm going to play one of mine. How about that? And this song is called Joy to Me, right here on My Gospel Soul. Stay true to your gospel soul. We are just having a good time playing some good music. I want to let you know that I have enjoyed my time with you today. This has been Let It Play Monday and Weekend Review. Let me review the weekend. What did I do? First, I want to just say, I want y'all to keep my apostle in prayer. She went in for a procedure today, and I know that God has her back. I know that she's all right, so I'm not tripping. I just want prayer. I want prayer from those that can get a prayer through. Don't be praying if you ain't right. I'm just playing. No, I'm serious. But my apostle went in to have a procedure done today, and I know that God is taking care of her. I know that she is okay. Amen. I just want, you know, ain't nothing wrong with a couple of extra prayer warriors stepping, you know, getting on their knees and going before the throne of grace for my apostle. It's Apostle Anita Smith. Amen. And I just thank God, hallelujah, for her healing in the mighty name of Jesus. God is such a good God. All you need to do is trust him. Trust and believe, and he'll make it all right. Amen. We go through different things again with this flesh suit, and we want to give up, and sometimes the pain is real hard to bear. But I'm telling you, just keep your trust in God. And God is going to make a way out of no way. You don't have to fret. You don't have to fall out. You don't have to have a fit. All you need to do is go before his throne of grace and then leave it there. Trust him with it and watch him work it out. Apostle came over. Pastor and Apostle came over this weekend to Eagles United Ministries, where I am the pastor. Hey, y'all. And blessed us with a teaching on, should women teach and preach the gospel, the word of God? Amen. And it was so beautiful and eloquent the way we went through the scriptures. Now, I was reading, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something funny. I was reading, but I'm going to tell y'all the truth. You know, some of those biblical names had me caught up, and I know I can read. But you mess around and get over there in the book of any one of them books in the Old Testament, baby, you're going to be tongue-tied trying to figure out who is Sephanias and all these people are. And, baby, so I was reading and I was laughing at myself because I know I jacked up the reading. But the word of God came through, praise God, amen. We were blessed, glory to God. He went from Genesis to Judges to Timothy and Corinthians, praise God, over in the Corinthians, praise God. And we had a wonderful time. So I just want to give a shout out to my covering, praise God, of Fresh New Beginning Full Gospel Church. Hallelujah. Where the pastor is none other than Apostle, amen, hallelujah, Anita Smith, praise God, and her wonderful, wonderful, one of my spiritual fathers, wonderful husband, praise God, amen, pastor, glory to God, James Smith, amen. I love you all, praise God. It's been real, it's been wonderful. Amen, but I got to let you go. Hallelujah. I want you to remember this week to bless somebody. Amen. Let somebody know that Jesus is real and he's still working miracles. All you got to do is trust and believe. Give it over to the Lord, and he will work it out. Amen. Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God.
Abundance through the power of the word of God. Join